It is the weekday wake up this morning on SVI Radio. Let's head into our guest interview segment this morning. And three fantastic guests actually joining me in studio right now. Star Valley's own Megan Osmond is here. Megan, of course, representing Stand for Kind, a fantastic group that she is working with our local students inside LCSD 2 with right now. Megan is joined with Heather Hewish, who is part of the marketing team and with the Department of Stand for Kind. And Ben Kerr is here. We heard from Ben earlier a few weeks ago, and he gave us a great message during Sports Friday, and he's back with us as well to talk more about Stand for Kind. Thank all three of you for being here. Megan, let's start with you since our audience knows you already. Tell us, what is Stand for Kind? How did you get involved with it, and what's the whole goal here?
I am so blessed to be able to work with Stand for Kind. It is a nonprofit based in Utah, and I came across it because I had some issues in school with my own children and then jumped out. I worked for the school district for a long time, about 10 years here. I loved my experience, but as a result of a specific issue, I had to jump out of the school system, and as such, with the issues I was dealing with my own children, I decided, you know, something needs to be done. Like, we need to do a little more to help our children deal with the culture and climate that they are experiencing right now in the world. And so as I was doing my part to figure out my role in that, I stumbled across Stand for Kind and got connected with their director. And she told me what she was all about. She's been doing it for 15 years in the state of Utah. And it really is a mental wellness platform for students and teachers and parents of students, because we all know as parents who needs this messaging more than we do ourselves. And so I asked her, hey, can you come into Wyoming? And she said, yes, I can. So fantastic. We have just rolled since then.
So what is happening with Stand for Kind, specifically maybe some of the goals and initiatives that are going on right now within the school district with this?
So what we do is we go into schools with assemblies, with leadership training for students. We also do a number of trainings for the teachers. We also do trainings for parents, because that is something that with our fast-moving culture of technology, it takes a lot for us as parents to stay on top of like what's happening and how we can assist and how we can help our own kids. And so we do those trainings in a number of states, all around the United States. And I'm a little later, I'm going to let Heather take over, like what our launching our initiative, which we call the Lemon Challenge, which essentially puts the onus of operation into the hands of students. So essentially what we really try to do is, like, it's okay to talk about kindness, but how do we actually apply it? What do we do in our lives? And then when you give those tools to students, it is amazing what will happen. They'll take it and run.
No question. So Heather, let's bring you in on this. Heather Hewish is joining us from the Wasatch Front in Utah. How long have you been with Stand for Kind, Heather, and what's been your experience so far?
I've been with Stand for Kind just over a year, and I have to say, this is actually my dream job. If I could have constructed the perfect job for me, it would be exactly this. So I get to do the things in marketing that I love, but then I get a really cool experience to be able to go in and do leadership trainings with schools all over the nation. And it is life-changing for me, because there's so many things that these students already know and they're hungry to learn more. And every time I go, I'm learning new things myself. It's incredible to work with teenagers.
Absolutely. No question. And you were telling me earlier on before we went on the air about the Lemon Initiative that Megan just mentioned. It's rolling out in November. Tell us what this is.
I'm very excited. So in going to schools, we recognize and have seen problems that have been reoccurring. And one of the problems that we've really seen is the cycle of negative gossip, of people talking badly about people. And it's really, if we're being honest, it's not just the teenagers and it's not just the kids. It really is everyone. Originally, we thought this was more of kind of like a girl problem. Let's fix this for the women and have women talk well about women. But when we took this idea to our leadership camp and we talked to the teenagers about it, some of the boys were saying, hey, negative gossip is happening on sports teams. The boys need to be a part of the challenge. So we recorded some videos with the kids at camp, and then we had to go back and we record with the boys so that the boys got their voices heard too. So what originally started as an initiative to help for girls to help girls is now everyone talking positive about everyone else. So you want me to tell you a little bit how the challenge works?
I was going
to
say, you were showing me this. This really goes right into social media, right? And what the students are doing. So explain that more.
Exactly. So the Lemon Challenge is a fun way and a fun spin on bringing the negative side of gossip to the front, and to have people, instead of talking bad behind their backs, why don't we share all the good things that people are saying behind their backs? So this may not be surprising, but statistically it shows that 96% of people talk negative about other people. I don't think that surprises any of us. So when we thought, how are we going to fix this? We thought, let's do something that everyone would remember. And if negative gossip is not sweet, and kindness is sweet, what would be the opposite of sweet? It would be sour. So we decided to pull in lemons for this. So essentially how it works is we ask someone to say something that they heard that's positive behind someone else's back and tag that person so that they hear the positive comment. And then they will tag three other friends and give them the challenge. And then they bite into a lemon and they say this little line: sour gossip spreads fast. Let's make kindness spread faster. And it's a fun, almost little gamified way of consciously thinking about talking positive about other people. Then you can tag your friends and it passes on. Our hope is that this will go viral so that people will stop and think about what they're saying. If you do this challenge as a teen and you see your teens doing this, this will make a change with them. But just like Ben was talking about with his assemblies, he's talking about how the kids are watching, or on your radio segment, the kids are watching their parents and they're doing what their parents do. We need to make sure as parents that we are taking the time to look at what we're saying. Our kids are seeing it and they're hearing us say those things. So we need to make sure that we're making this change too. So we're inviting everyone to take the challenge. This is not just for kids and for teenagers. Adults, we want you guys involved too in making this change, and it'll be something that changes the entire community.
Absolutely, no doubt. Ben Kerr also joining us in studio. Ben joins us as a recent inductee into the Utah Valley University Hall of Fame wrestling program, a world champion Greco-Roman wrestler, no big deal. And he's here with us today. Ben, really appreciate your time again with us today. You've been working with Stand for Kind and Megan and Heather during homecoming week. You spoke to a lot of the students inside Lincoln County School District number 2. Crew Zone Syndrome. Tell us what that is and what your experience was with it as a kid, specifically in relation to what we're talking about now, Stand for Kind, and maybe how you were treated because of this syndrome that you have.
Totally. Crew Zone Syndrome is a facial difference. Doctors say it's a craniofacial anomaly. It's something that's super rare. It affects the way you look. The bones in your face don't grow at the same speed. It affects the way you eat, you breathe, you look. They have to expand your skull again and again and again so your brain grows at the correct speed. At a young age, I was made fun of every day, and not just by kids. And we've depicted it in a film that we have coming out in January, but you will be surprised, as my friends have said here, you will be surprised at how many adults will say very, very mean things. I've worked for Stand for Kind for almost a decade now, and I tell you what, it's changed my life. Literally, it has changed the way I show up. I think we almost talk too much about being kind to other people, be kind to other people, be kind to other people. But where does it really stem from? It's interesting that we're here during the homecoming week. We get to do that internally. Come back home. Come back home to you. You are able to speak kindly to others when you do what? You speak kindly to yourself. What we say out loud, verbally, externally, is what's inside of us. My challenge is, when you look in the mirror today, what do you say? How do you speak to yourself? How do you love on you? And as you do that, other people see it. That's true kindness. Too many times we're nice to others. It's a fake version of like kindness. Nice is yes, polite is thank you, whatever. True kindness is internally understanding that you are a gift. But if you don't treat yourself like that gift, it's hard to treat others like that.
Ben, I'm sure part of your experience with Crew Zone Syndrome is also learning how to internally respond when people are not kind to you, right? And so as when we talk about being kind to everyone else and saying the right words and being the right type of person, it's not always going to happen to us, right? So how do we respond to that from your experience?
Brother, that is such a good question. That's like the golden question. To me, it comes from confidence, 100%. I will come back with meanness. I will come back with anger and frustration if I don't know who I am. If I don't know who I am and what I stand for, dude, I'm going to be whatever people say I should be. That's not life. I teach people how to call their shot. I teach people how to get people in their life that help them do that. Really rad cheerleaders. I call them fanboys or fangirls, right? I am that for people. They call me up. They're like, dude, I need you in my life. I'm like, yeah, you do. Because we are going to light you up. And then we put a time clock on it. We call it a shot clock. We allow people to live at a higher level of themselves to gain confidence so that when hard things come their way, which will, they can react with kindness, confidence, and love.
Again, in studio this morning, that's Ben Kerr along with Heather Hewish, Megan Osmond from Star Valley in studio. Megan, I think we can maybe bring this all back in full circle with what you're trying to accomplish in our local schools around Lincoln County. You mentioned the personal experience you had with your family that kind of led you to this path for Stand for Kind. And so what have you seen so far as you've tried to implement this with the students and now even their parents? What are you seeing?
What I'm seeing is this section of getting parents and adults involved is so important. So when we go to schools and we teach all of this inside schools, one of the comments that I get all the time is there's a transference issue. So we teach these capabilities to the kids, but when you jump them out of a school situation or out of whatever situation they have come to say, yes, I buy into this belief, I'm going to believe in myself, and I'm going to practice these characteristics, then when you jump them into a different environment and a different situation, it is super hard for them to hold on to those things. Therefore, what we really need is a culture of kindness, and that starts with every interaction you have with another human being. And that is just like what Ben Carrot said in our assembly today in Thane, is your kiddos are watching you. So every time you're having a really negative conversation or a negative interaction and you're not handling that in a really great way, not to say we don't do that, because we do, but when we can develop a community or a culture of kindness, we are setting our kids up for success. We're setting ourselves up for success, and we're setting our kids up for success.
Heather, you're in the marketing department with Stand for Kind, of course. So just tell us how people can learn more. Where do people go to follow Stand for Kind and find out more details?
You can find us at Stand, then the number 4, Kind, on Instagram, on TikTok, on Facebook, on all the places. The best place to find us if you're looking for resources as a school, as a student, or as a parent, even a community member, is standforkind.com. And if you want to participate in the Lemon Challenge, under community, there's a little space for the Lemon Challenge, and it gives you all the information there. And just be sure to tag us at Stand for Kind so we can see the great work that you guys are doing. And any donations that come in from this town specifically, they go back to the local schools. So it goes to cover things like the assemblies and the leadership trainings and curriculum that we have to leave behind for the schools to use and implement.
Excellent. Fantastic. Again, that's Megan Osmond, Heather Hewish, and Ben Kerr in studio this morning with Stand for Kind. Thank all three of you very much. I really appreciate it. It is the Weekday Wake Up this morning on SVI Radio.